Hey, y'all out there, this is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned, because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been talking about downsizing. I got to go see it last night, and yeah, so we're going to talk about today. Spoilers. There's spoilers. All sorts of spoilers ahead. So this is your warning. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Spoilers. So, this movie, I enjoyed it. I have some friends who do film reviews that did not, and I have other ones that did, and I'm kind of in the middle. I don't watch trailers. If you listen to the show, you know I don't watch trailers, and this movie is a perfect example. Like, I watched the teaser trailer, and that was it. And if you've been watching the trailers, you've seen the first 20 minutes of this movie, and after that, it goes into something completely different and a lot heavier, and I think a lot smarter. So, like I said, I watched the teaser trailer. I was like, all right, this is just going to be sight gags and stuff of, oh, we're small, look at that, that's funny, ha, 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 ha. And going in, you know, as excited as I was about it, I wanted something more. I was like, well, maybe something else will happen, something cool will happen. I don't know what, but we'll see. And oh my gosh, did it ever. So in the first, you know, you establish, over the course of some time jumps, there's about 16, 17 years of time jumps in the first, about, like I said, 15, 20 minutes of the movie. You realize Matt Damon could have been a big doctor, decided not to take care of his mom, settled in the occupational therapy, married this lady, and for the most part is pretty happy with his job. Like we talked about yesterday, takes place in Nebraska, or starts off in Nebraska. He works at Omaha Steaks. And everything seems to be going all right till his high school reunion, where some people have shrunk themselves. So the whole premise behind the shrinking is due to overpopulation and lack of resources and all this stuff. They discover a way to shrink humans down, to use less waste and take up less space, and hopefully, you know, save the environment. And that's basically, you know, what you need to know about it. And it works, you know. They don't put a whole lot behind the sciencey stuff behind it. It's just like, okay, we can shrink people now, which I think is for the better, because once you start getting super sciencey, well, then you start questioning. We're like, well, that doesn't quite make sense. Well, what about that? Well, I don't, you know. And that's no good. That takes you out of the film. So he and his wife decide to get shrunk, small, downsized, I guess, if we want to go with the official term. And they go through there, and they separate the men from the women when they're doing the downsizing. And he wakes up after being downsized and has a call from his wife, because she's supposed to be there with him. And they're like, oh, she just got caught up. Well, it turns out she backs out. She decides she doesn't want to do it. She gets scared, and she stays normal sized. And eventually, this leads to them getting divorced after a year of him being small. So he loses a lot of his money. So he goes from living in that big fancy house that you see in the trailer to these really crappy apartments. And while he's there, his upstairs neighbor, who is Christoph Waltz, is this big crazy party guy. And over the course of the film, you know, he gets to become better friends with him and his maid, who... His maid was mentioned earlier in the film as a Vietnamese person who got downsized against her will and tried to escape in the television box. And out of like the 18 people in this television box, she was the only one who survived, and they had to amputate her leg and stuff. So he notices, he recognizes her and offers to help fix her leg, her prosthetic leg. And he messes it up. But let's talk about her for a second. So a couple of people have complained that about the way she talks. She talks in very broken English, but I'm okay with it. The actress whose name I can't think of right now off the top of my head, she apparently can speak perfect English, but Alexander Payne told her to speak, Hong Chao is her name, told her to speak broken English. And a lot of people have been upset about that. Well, I'm not, and here's why. In the film, she's only been in America for maybe a year. And we find out she spends most of her time in the slums with a predominantly Hispanic crowd where they speak Spanish. So she's not really learning English. In all my years of working retail, I've dealt with a lot of Asian Americans and even people who have been here for a long time. You know, they still fall back on their natural language and their natural accent. So it is broken. You know, it didn't bother me. Sometimes in the theater I saw it in, some people found some things comical. I didn't, you know, I saw it for what it was, and it didn't bother me. So if it does bother you, you know, please, by all means, especially if you're a Vietnamese American, please let me know, you know, what's wrong about it. And if in a year in this country you were able to speak it fluently, and that's great, and that's awesome, and I commend you for that. But, you know, from experience, I've seen plenty of people who couldn't do that. And especially someone who's coming to the country and doesn't have any kind of education or anything like that while she's here. Totally buy it, so it didn't bother me. But Matt Damon ends up messing up her leg. And so she makes him help her help all these other people and get through everything. And he just gets tired of it. And one day they go back to Christoph Waltz's house to clean, and Christoph Waltz just cracks up and thinks it's hilarious, but promises to help him. And they end up going back to the main colony, the first colony, where they did the very first downsizing. And they get there, and through little hints dropped throughout the film, we learn that there's this big methane gas explosion in the Arctic, and everything's melting. It's causing more explosions and more melting, and that the Earth is going to end sooner rather than later. So these original colonists, along with a few extra people, have decided to create an underground bunker to go in to stay down there for thousands of years and come back, you know, as a new species, but to preserve the human species when it's safe to come back. And ultimately, Matt Damon, I don't want to say he chooses love. This is the only problem I had. Well, not the only problem. One of the problems I had is he goes and she wants him to stay with her. But he's like, no, you know, you're thinking too locally. You got to think globally. And to use a Biodome quote. And he's going down there. And he ends up coming back to be with her and hang out with his buddy Christoph Waltz and all this stuff. But it's the way the film plays it, it's not really for love. It's because he doesn't want to walk the 11 miles to the underground bunker. He just turns around and goes back. I mean, they try to make it sweet, but at this real serious, tender moment, he's talking to another guy, and the guy's like, yeah, it's 11 miles. He's like, oh, and he just stops and then turns around and walks out of the bunker. So it's, that part lost me a little bit, but overall, I really enjoyed it. I would put it up there. Like we talked about on Thursday's show, you know, I loved About Schmidt and Sideways, and I would probably, I'd probably put it above them, still below Nebraska, because I really, really enjoyed Nebraska. But put it up there, I give it an 8 out of 10, 7.5 out of 10, which I never give 9s or 10s, so that's pretty high for me, if you know me. So that, go see it, though, and it's worth seeing. I think it's worth seeing. Like I said, one of my buddies said it's the worst film of the year. I didn't think so. Let me know what you think. I think it's great. others don't. Let us know in the comments below here or on social media. As always, we're out there, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We'd love to hear from you. It's not just me. It's also the guys at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, Derek and Colby. You can find them not only here on the network, but also out there at Blah Blah Podcast. They have a lot of good stuff going on. They take a lot of movies and things. I hope they get to see it pretty soon. I know Derek was really wanting to. So let us know your opinion. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to each and every single one of those emails, so just hit me up. I love hearing from all of y'all. It's why we're here. But that's it for us, not only today, but this week. Make sure you tune in next week where we do our best of 2017. It's going to be our big fancy awards week, and we have some special surprises for everybody. And yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So until then, have a fun and safe weekend, which is also Christmas. So if you celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. If not, Merry Weekend. Again, I'm Lance, and we will see you next week.